Are you a mum looking for some parenting inspiration, tips and advice, stories on the ups and downs we face in our lives as parents, some humour and a little bit of fun? Then you may have just found what you're looking for. Hi and welcome to the Parenting in the Thick of It show. I'm your host Louise Clark, a certified parent coach known to many as your parenting partner. As a mum to three teenagers, you can bet I've probably been there, done that, and heard it all. Trust me, there'll be few things that I haven't experienced firsthand. I created this podcast because I just love to help mums like you find ways to navigate life in the thick of it and find a way out of it. Hi, and welcome to today's episode on the Parenting in the Thick of It podcast. I'm going to be talking about the subject of unconditional love. And it's something that I thought about recently because I saw a video by a man called R.T. Wu from an organization called Preside Life. And he really got me thinking about it. And I know what unconditional love is, as I'm sure you do. But here's the question for you. Do you believe your child understands what is meant by unconditional love? And deeper than that, do your actions align with it? In other words, what you do and what you say, does that allow your child to feel that they are unconditionally loved? The problem is that in today's world, we as parents are under such pressure to make sure, I say inverted commas, make sure our children are successful, that they're happy, that they do well in school. Maybe they get an A grade, that they make the team, that they get this, they do that. It's all pressure to succeed and be the best. And it can, I think, cause our children to perhaps interpret our love in a different way. In other words, they see the love attached to the outcome. So if I get an A grade, my mum will love me. If I'm successful, my mum will love me. If I'm thin, she'll love me more than if I'm not thin. If X, she'll love me more. And this if can cause them tremendous pain and cause them tremendous pressure. That they need to know that just on their own, they are totally loved by you, and you couldn't love them any more than you do, and nothing they do could make you love them any less or any more. It goes both ways. You love them so much you can't love them more, and you can't love them less regardless of what they do. You know this. Your child could do anything and you will love them just the same. But do they know this? Do they know it? So it's a really important thing for you to actually tell them that your love is unconditional. Explain to them what that means. That you would die for them regardless of whether they got the A grade, they were thin, successful, got trophies. There's no if. And yesterday I was chatting with my 17-year-old and he was going out to work. He works in a local coffee shop. And he was heading out to work and he goes, "Mum, do you like these shoes?" He goes, "I haven't worn them for a while." And I said, "I love you in those shoes." And then I started laughing and he said, "What's so funny?" I said, "Because I don't love you if you don't have the shoes on." And he roared with laughter. He thought it was really funny. I said, "Can you see the irony in what I've just said? And that if you did not know that I love you regardless, you might think I love you more when you wear those shoes, so you'll wear those shoes knowing I love you because you've got the shoes on." So we were laughing over these shoes, but you can see how easily our words can make our children feel that there's an if. If I don't wear those shoes, my mum doesn't love me as much. So I love you in those shoes versus I love those shoes on you. See how just a gentle tweak of the language can convey a much different thing. So we laughed about it, and I thought, you know what, I'm going to make a podcast on this, and I'm going to tie it into what R.T. Wu said. And I hope that you can laugh at the at actually me saying, I love you in those shoes. Really? Anyway, we had a laugh and I discussed it with him. But what R.T. Wu actually recommends that we do is that we write a declaration of unconditional love to our kids. We write it or we tell them, and we tell them often so that they know no matter what, you love them the same. That you can't love them more, you can't do them less, love them less. Nothing they can do will make you lose your love for them. Even if you murder someone, you'll still love your child. You don't love what they did, but you love them. It's unconditional. And that it's good for parents to say to their kids that I don't want you to feel that you have to be a good girl or a good boy because you fear what will happen, or that I might love you less if you're not good. I love you, all of you. No description. I don't love you more when you're good and love you less when you're bad. They need to understand this. I love you with no conditions. I love you to the max. I love you even after I die. My love just is. It doesn't change. Lots of other things can change. He talks about the weather changing and the stock market changing. You change your clothes, you change your grades. I love you regardless of all those changes. And you don't need to do anything to earn my love because it's there. You don't need to earn it. And it's really, really important for us to tell them that. And I always say to my kids, you know I nag. I'm a little bit of a nag sometimes. We all do, I think. And I rarely yell. I'm not a yeller. But if you're a yeller, your kids need to know that you love them regardless of the yelling. You love your kids regardless of the messy room, the fact they don't eat their vegetables, the fact that they forgot they left their new hoodie at the baseball diamond. You love them the same. You don't love them more if they bring those things home or they eat the vegetables or their room's tidy. You love them regardless. So they need to know this. So what can you do to help your child understand this? And I thought it was a really powerful thing to maybe consider writing a card or a letter. I know I'm actually going to do that this Christmas. And, you know, they need to know it every day of every year, not just Christmas Day. But I just thought it would be a really lovely thing to put in their stockings, to write a card and just tell them and make it individual. Because you'll be a certain way with each child and you'll be a different way. Certain things trigger you about one with one child that won't about the other. So make it personal to them that if you have three kids, you don't just write the same thing in each card. So, you know, I have a child, my eldest has ADHD. So there's lots of ADHD things that I can bring into that. My daughter, my middle child, is not the tidiest. And so I could bring that in. And my youngest is sometimes anxious of things. And sometimes it frustrates me. So I could bring that in, that I love him regardless. I love her regardless. I love my eldest regardless of all the things that go on. So I hope that you've found this helpful and got some ideas, and that I've just sparked your curiosity about it all and got you thinking, wow, I wonder if my kids do think that I love them if they need to know you love them. No ifs. So I hope you have a great day and thanks for listening. Bye for now. That's it for today's episode on the Parenting in the Thick of It show. If you enjoyed the show, please do share it with your friends and family. And remember, if you find yourself stuck in the thick of it and can't see a way out of it, please send me an email. I would love to help you. My email is louise@yourparentingpartner.com. And don't forget to take a look at the Parenting in the Thick of It family organizer that I created. It's an evergreen family calendar guaranteeing 12 months of use from whenever you start. It also includes beautifully illustrated, informative, and interactive monthly parenting theme pages to guide you through the year. It's the perfect organizer for busy families to keep track of all their activities, plus help parents be the best parent they can be. It's more than just a calendar. You can find the link for this and the other social media platforms that I am on below the description in this episode. Thank you so much for listening today, and I look forward to being with you all soon. Bye for now.